On our Tuned In program today, we're going to take some time visiting with Keisha Johnson, Boone Community Theater, who spent some of her time there. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, good morning.
You've been a little busy?
Very busy.
Okay. Well, let's go back. One of the few productions you didn't have a part in Miracle Worker, did you?
No, I did, actually.
You did. You were in there, too.
Yes, I played the servant.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Try to remember. So you've been, that was a highly, a very intense production.
It was very good, though. It was very fun.
You had that, and that worked out good. You barely get done, and you're doing auditions for The Swan Princess.
Yes.
She's doing that because, someone said, do you want to direct?
Yes, you can blame Jonathan Levi for that one.
Okay, so you're going to be directing this next production. It's a holiday production, I guess, and that's the easy way to look at it. Holiday production,
yeah.
A lot of youth involved with it. I know that's what community theater tries to do.
Oh, yeah, we have about half of our cast is kids, and they're doing great. They're super fun to work with, and lots of high energy, which is what we need.
Okay, all ages, I'm guessing?
Yes, yep.
Okay, so that's one of those things. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, The Swan Princess. Mm-hmm. Give us a little rundown on what it's all about.
All right. Well, The Swan Princess, it's actually based on an animated movie that is based on the ballet, The Swan Lake. And it's a lighthearted, comedic retelling of that story, of the Swan Lake story. A princess and a prince are brought together each summer so that they can fall in love. And then an evil magician steals her and turns her into a swan during the daytime. And she meets some animal friends, and they try to help her get back to her prince while he's searching the woods, trying to find this great animal that stole her. And then lots of chaos and silliness ensues, and eventually they find their way back to each other.
Okay, so the kids, when you did auditions for this, did turn out, again, because we know we ask for a lot of kids, and we've got a pretty good contingent of young people that will turn out for performances.
Mm-hmm. We had quite a few new people audition this round, so it's really exciting, and hopefully they all want to come back.
So are you ready to teach? Have you been teaching so far? You get a lot of new people.
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, most people are kind of been figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just to tell them like the basics of this is what you should be doing, or here's how to make this look the best, or whatever. But they all follow the directions pretty well, and I haven't had to do too much of that. So
that's good.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the rest of this because so we got a cast. Now at the same time, you got to go. Okay, what's my set going to be? You got an idea for that? And are they working on that for you?
Yeah, we actually have all our walls up. As of this week.
All right.
Yes.
It is nice having a bigger building, isn't it?
Oh, it's so nice.
By the way, yeah, talking about it's everything's being done at 711 Story Street,
mm-hmm.
a new location, new home for Boone Community Theater.
Yes.
And at the same time, they still have other work going on in the building as you're trying to just make the place usable.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to renovate it while also trying to create stages for the shows. And every day we're getting a little bit closer. We finally have an actual stage now instead of just a carpeted floor. So that's exciting. We're working currently on our green rooms and dressing room areas so we can have those ready for the actors.
So that, the stage actually, that's a big thing.
Yes, yes. So,
and I do like the theater seating. That's, we keep that. Thank you. That's
yes,
good.
Yes.
It makes it easy for people to see. We're working on this now. What about costuming, technology, tech stuff? What all's happening with that?
Because
you got to have light and sound, and
yes,
I'm guessing some music in there too.
Well, there's magic in here in the show, so there's going to be a lot of sound effects and a lot of light effects to indicate that. We also have flying scenes and water scenes, so we have to use lights and sounds for those kinds of things. And then the set has to be, we have a pretty big stage because we have a pretty big cast, so we have to have, enough space for them, and then also figuring out how to make it still look like, what is this space? It's a ballroom now, or is it a lake, and getting all those pieces put together. So it's a lot. And our costumes, are a very group activity trying to get all of those done, because we have multiple transformations from human to a swan. We're trying to figure out how to get our animals to look like animals, and then our ensemble are constantly changing costumes between villagers and servants and other animals.
Yes. Got all kinds. They are busy. That's why we need the green rooms and stuff. And
yes.
Dressing rooms, and get that all done. So let's talk a little bit. What kind of help do you get on costumes? Because I know we've got some people that have pretty good imaginations about putting costumes together and stuff.
Well, me and Johanna are the ones who are kind of leading it. And then Misha's been helping out a little bit, too, trying to get us contacts. We have a couple of ladies outside of this. We have one who's helping us make wings, and then we have one who's helping us make this one princess dress, because we wanted to take what's from the movie and put it on our lead actress.
Sure. Try to get there. Get that done. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the lights and sound. Now, who's doing that? How does that come together? And
yes,
that's got to be we do have pretty good equipment and stuff now, so we've been building up to it.
Right. Mish is actually doing lights, so I'm really excited to see what she can do, because I've never seen what she could do. Yeah. I haven't been in this part of the theater for very long. And then I have a friend back from college. She's a professional theater major, and she is doing my sound for me.
Okay.
So
that'll be fun.
I'm really excited about it.
It's good. Well, and these productions, by the way, folks, are December, and you have five, right? I think it's five.
Yes.
Five performances.
Yep.
8th and 9th of December, 7 o'clock in the evening. And again on Friday and Saturday, the 15th, 16th. But the 16th, you got two performances.
Yes. Double show day.
We'll be good. A matinee, and we'll get done in the evening. And I'm guessing some of the kids are going to be tired by then.
Oh, definitely. We're planning on feeding them in between there.
Someone's going to die.
Taking care of them.
So let's talk a little bit about your cast. We do have some names that people will recognize. But again, you mentioned some new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I know you mentioned Johanna Levi. She's got one of the characters. Gary Gardner in there, Jessica Stanley. I mean, we've seen them in other productions. Ingrid's back.
Of course.
You like her. But tell us about some of the others, because you have some new faces.
Oh, yeah. So Ellery is a new face for us. She's playing Speed in this show. And she's, I think, brand new to theater, she's very young, so she hasn't been doing it for a long time if she's had other shows.
Okay.
And she's doing a fantastic job. I saw her on auditions, and I was like, I know, she needs to be in this show.
Okay.
So,
for you, this is, for people don't know, because you're a theater major, you work other theater productions around the area, not just Boone Community Theater. So.
Yes.
So when you see somebody like that, you go, oh, yeah.
You steal them. You're like, you're mine now.
Got to get them on stage. Yep. Others?
And then we also have a young woman named Erin, who is playing our Odile, our Black Swan.
Okay.
And she's new to BCT, and she's doing a fantastic job. She has a beautiful singing voice, and she's learning how to dance ballet for the show, too. So that's fun to watch. I watched them last night, and it looks so good. And it's gonna be really, the audience is gonna love it.
All right. And again, like you said, it's family entertainment.
Yes, definitely. There's lots of fun, kooky scenes, lots of silliness. There's lots of running around, funny, silly little fight scenes. So there's constantly action happening, and it's really fun. And there's never a dull moment in this show.
Yeah. I was looking at, and I know some of the names of some of the people that did try out and are in here, but I also see some that haven't been on stage for a while or are new. So it's got to be kind of fun working with some new individuals.
Definitely, definitely.
Because you've been in a few productions in a row now. So
Yes, I have.
She needed a break. That's why she's directing.
Right. I don't know if directing is considered a break.
Yeah, not really. It's not. No, the pressure's on. Again, this is coming up here in December. It's called The Swan Princess. And again, looking forward to that. We'll talk more about it. But ticket information is going to be available. All the production's going to be at the same location, downtown.
Yes.
Once we get out of this, then we go into a musical.
Yes, Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island. That's going to be a February production.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll wrap it up with a Don Quixote. Something.
De La Center.
Okay, yes. You say it. But, and that'll be, now that's going to be...
in May.
In May. So, Michelle, and that'll be wrapping up our season.
Yes, it will.
So, got a few other things happening, too. Once again, Kesha Johnson's our guest on the program talking about Boone Community Theater today. We do have, I know, other things that they've been kicking around, and I don't know how much of the time you get to spend with what the board's been discussing and stuff. But work on the building is coming along pretty well. I know you got the big thing is you got the collection moved, you got costumes,
mm-hmm.
but you got space to store this now.
Yes, we have so much space. Some of it we can't use currently because we still have to renovate the spaces. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to have like places that we can look forward to cleaning out and mm-hmm. Making space for things, and we're organizing stuff, and we actually have space to do that, especially with costumes. Like in our old building, we didn't have space for our costumes, but now we have space to spread them out, and we can actually find them.
There.
And also on Tuesday nights at 6:30, we are doing tech nights, which are anyone who wants to volunteer and come in and help us build our space and renovate it, and just want to have a touch in the building, they totally can.
So that's part of it, too, because a lot of it is just you're doing a lot of volunteer things.
Yes.
In there, so. Tech night, Tuesday, 7?
6:30. Yep.
Okay.
Or I guess technically it is 7.
711 Story Street. Just go by there. And
there'll be people there.
There'll be people in there, and they'll gladly welcome you. And what do you want to do? Here's what we've been doing, and that's how we end up getting a stage that's done and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't do this without our volunteers and the people who love to be a part of the theater.
All right. Once again, we're visiting with Kesha Johnson today on our program. We're going to be back with more in just a moment.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Once again, back on Tuned In, our program, and Kesha Johnson is the director for the upcoming Boone Community Theater production, The Swan Princess. And again, like I said, kind of lighthearted, comedic, fun time, family fun. Take off on Swan Lake, on the story of Swan Lake. So a lot of young people in the cast, always fun to watch. You never know sometimes what's going to happen. But most of them are, like you said, you've got several that have spent some time doing some production or are just new to it, but they're really taken to it.
Yes, definitely. We have quite a few new faces, and some of them have definitely never done theater, but they're doing a fantastic job. They listen to direction well. They're all very excited to be there, which is honestly the main thing. Mm-hmm. If you're excited, it's going to look great.
So most of them, they're younger than, they're like, grade school age.
Some of them are young. I have a couple new ones that are adult age.
Okay.
So, and it's exciting to see them.
They may have done have done something at one time, but it's been a long time.
I know I have one who said he's never done theater before.
Okay.
And he's super fun to work with. His name is Mark, and
he's interested.
Yes, and he's super excited. Comes in, is practicing all the time, and ready to go. And he's just like, all right, where do you want me? How do I look? You know?
All right. So let's talk about when you get to this production. You mentioned you have a friend. It's going to be on break. It's going to be doing some of your sound for you.
Yes. Alex Rollins is her name.
Okay. So she'll be doing that. But do you need others to help? I mean, because this is a big cast. A lot of changes, costume changes. You got to be moving people on and off stage and getting changed in a hurry and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to need, we still need people backstage. I think we still need people to help run some boards because we're going to have mics in the show and also sound cues. And then definitely you need help with costumes because there's 1,000 costume changes in this show, especially quick changes. And then, you know, set pieces are going to need to come on and off constantly. So, yeah, we need lots of help backstage.
Like you said, are we on stage? Are we out in a lake? Where are we? So you got a lot of things to move, take care of. If people are interested, what, just show up, like, say, on Tuesday Tech Night and say, I'd like to be a part of this.
Oh, yeah, or show up to any of our rehearsals. Most of them are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, except for Thanksgiving week. We don't have any.
We don't have any there. Oh, you better be close to done there. So what is this?
Yeah.
The plan like now to try to get that little break during Thanksgiving week, but come back and really try to finalize everything?
Yes, that is the goal. We're getting really close. We just reviewed all of our dance stuff, choreography last night, and it looks so good. It's gonna be super fun. And then we're now reviewing all of our scenes so we can add those fun little touches.
You did get the final things done. I think you should do this. Try this.
Exactly.
So we'll see.
And the actors get to play more now that they don't have to have their scripts in their hands and I don't have to tell them where to go.
And they can do more gestures and things like that. So the productions for the Swan Princess, again, it's Community Theater always does kind of a holiday production. So in December, going to be on Friday and Saturday, December 8th and 9th, 7 o'clock each evening. Then on Friday, December 15th at 7, and Saturday the 16th, it'll be at 2 in the afternoon and also 7 in the evening. So let's talk about tickets for this. Get them online, get reservations. I know you guys have been doing some things like that.
Yes.
She said, yes.
I'm not in charge of the tickets.
No.
So.
But I think if they go on to the website.
Yeah, it's right all on the website. You just go to, honestly, the homepage will be like, here, the Swan Princess. And then if you wanted more information, you just click on the link there. But you can also go under shows. And then it'll bring it down. And just go to the Swan Princess and there'll be a button there to click. And you can order your tickets now.
And you can. I think I'm trying to remember Ticket Source or somebody like that is who they use. Anyway, it's available. Adults are going to be $15, and for children 10 and under, it's going to be $10. And there are group discounts and things available, so you can check it out. If they don't go online, if they're somebody that doesn't do the online ticket ordering thing, if they were to stop during a rehearsal or something like that, or tech night or something, somebody would be there to help them out.
Yes, most definitely. We're trying to kind of have a box office hours. I don't remember what day those are supposed to be. They're either Tuesday or Thursday.
Okay.
but there definitely is.
But you've been busy directing. So
I know. My brain's all in the show right now. So, but yeah, we do. Anytime you want to come in, we can get you tickets.
And then hopefully. Because I know you did have some sellouts like during the Miracle Worker. We are hoping that people would be able to get tickets at the door if they wish.
But, hopefully, yeah.
But when you get kids in there, you get a lot of family.
We do.
It does fill up.
We have a little more space to have more seats this time around than we did for Miracle Worker, just of how we have the stage set up. Because the fun fact about our new space is it's a black box space, so we can kind of configure the stage however we want.
You do what you need. Yeah. Pretty excited about how it's going?
Yes. It's going really well. The actors are having a good time, I hope. They look like they're having a good time anyway.
You haven't had to yell at them, have you?
Not really.
No. Well, and it's kind of hard with, again, a lot of younger people. And you've got some that have spent time on stage before. And like you said, some that are relatively new or may have never been on stage. But they all seem to be taken pretty well to it.
So. Yeah, and they're all pretty well behaved. I mean, there's lots of moments where they have to sit off stage, and they stay pretty quiet and kind of do their own thing and don't get in trouble, which is nice.
That's good.
So I can focus on the stage, and then when they're ready to go on stage. So they're all doing great.
All right. It's called The Swan Princess. It'll be the next production for Boone Community Theater. It's coming up in December.
We hope to see you there.
Yes, come on out. Once again, as we said, go to BooneCommunityTheater.org, BooneCommunityTheater.org, or they can always check the Facebook page. Boone Community Theater has a Facebook page. And I'm guessing they should start looking at it if they haven't, maybe start paying attention to that, because you tend to have people start to put some pictures up about
We have one video of the fight choreography practice up on our Facebook page.
So it's there. You can find it and find out more about what's going on with this production. Swan Princess next up for Boone Community Theater. We'll follow that up with Gilligan's Island, the musical.
Yes.
I can't wait.
And it'll be fun.
We'll see. And then Don Quixote.
De La Center.
Thank you. That'll be the final performance of this 23-24 season.
Yes.
Man, it's flying along, isn't it?
I know.
Seems like it.
That's how I feel. Okay. I've been really busy, though, so that's probably why.
There we go. Kesha Johnson, our guest on the program today. She will be directing. And I do know that as they are working with the building and more space gets developed, I know they're looking at other ideas and other things to be able to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll get more information on that as that starts to come together. But Tech Nights on Tuesday, come and help if you'd like to be a volunteer and help us out.
Yes, right? Please.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.